The Nepakiak School parking lot no longer exists. It's become a fuel tank farm, wedged between a wooden basketball court, the school, and teacher housing. A fuel tank is hovering from a crane waiting to be lowered into the new site. It's Friday afternoon, and the oil is flowing from the old tanks into the new ones. Directing the construction in a starched shirt, hard hat, and white goatee is Steve Walsh.
We've moved a lot of buildings and things in the villages, but I don't think this quickly.
Walsh is the co-owner of Faulkner Walsh Constructors, the company contracted by the Lower Kuskokwim School District for the project. They've worked along the Kuskokwim River for more than 20 years, but moving fuel away from a rapidly eroding riverbank is new, and they didn't have much time, only 9 days once they received the contract.
Fortunately, we had a barge sitting in Bethel, and a lot of the pieces to the puzzle already in place.
Like fill and gravel available to create a foundation, sandbags to build a perimeter, and fuel tanks the school district had already acquired. The one thing they didn't have was a liner to lay beneath the tanks that would prevent any fuel from seeping into the ground. The liner had to be custom-made in Fairbanks. With the tight timeline, Walsh couldn't wait for a cargo jet to deliver it to Bethel. So he flew to Fairbanks, rented a U-Haul, and started down the highway. The liner weighs 1,650 pounds, and halfway there, the back wheel of the trailer started falling off. Stranded, he hired a tow truck from Anchorage to come get him.
I was there for about 13 hours, and that's how I spent my 65th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All the while, the clock was counting down to a federally issued deadline. In mid-August, the U.S. Coast Guard was traveling the state inspecting fuel tanks when they heard about rapid erosion in Nepakiak. A storm earlier that month had wiped out a main road cutting behind the school. Petty Officer Joshua Will arrived to investigate. He measured 76 feet between the shoreline and the fuel tanks. This distance between a river and fuel tanks is not uncommon in Alaska. What is uncommon is that distance was closing in.
You generally see them not too far because they get their fuel by the barge, but what was surprising was the erosion. I have not seen erosion like that.
The next day, the Coast Guard ordered the school district to move the fuel away from the shrinking shoreline. They gave them 2 weeks to do it. The Coast Guard called the fuel a, quote, imminent and substantial threat to public health and the environment. Officer Will returned to Nepakiak to oversee the fuel transfer and granted the school district a 24-hour extension.
They offered to work through the night, but the Coast Guard wants everybody to be as safe and rested as possible. So we said, don't worry about it. We'll give you an extra day.
It's been pretty rushed.
Ed Picard is the director of operations for the Lower Kuskokwim School District, and he's monitoring the project for LKSD. Picard says the school district had planned to move the fuel next spring. Now, it'll be one less thing to worry about.
Obviously, you can look back and say we would rather not have the Coast Guard step in, but now that they have, we're better off going forward, but I don't know that we would have changed anything.
Nepakiak City Council member Walter Nelson would have changed things. He wishes the school district had acted sooner.
You know, we've been at them, but you know, some entities, they're very reluctant not to take action until the situation is in dire need.
The Nepakiak Advisory School Board sent a letter to LKSD in 2015 warning them of the river erosion and asking for assurance that the school would be moved or rebuilt, quote, in the very near future for the children living here. In Nepakiak, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.